PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. What's up, guys? I recently said no to attending a funeral, and I was made to feel so guilty for doing so. But I stood my ground because, first of all, attending this funeral, it wouldn't have made a whole lot of sense, if you will. And I'm just curious if any of you guys have ever been in a weird situation like the one I found myself in, because I don't think I was in the wrong here. First off, it would have cost me quite a pretty penny because it's not local. I would have had to fly out to LA by yesterday to make it to the service this afternoon. And I was like, no. And I get a phone call from my old manager that this older gentleman I used to work very closely with passed away. He was 88.
Okay.
Now, the only reason he was still working was because he refused to leave. So it was more of like a charity case situation.
Sure.
But great guy. He had a beautiful heart. His name was Lucky.
Oh, Lucky.
God rest his soul. We were all working for this skincare company. He used to help out around the office and all that stuff. But the guy was there for decades, and he passed away last week. My boss calls me and says, Moose, I just wanted to share the news with you first before I put it on social media that Lucky passed away. And I'm like, no, I appreciate that. I give my condolences. And she says, you have to make it to the funeral. You can't just not attend. I said, yes, I can. So she pulls this guilt trip on me and says, look it, you can stay with me if it's a money thing. I can help you cut the costs. I said, it's not about the money.
Like, I'm going to Italy in like 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's the fact that I can't book a last minute trip to LA before I leave for Italy in a week. Plus, I have a show to do. She says, yeah, but you knew Lucky such a long time and he would appreciate you being there. I said, Paula, Lucky's
like,
dead.
Is there a way for me to zoom in? Like,
I said, he's unfortunately no longer with us. And she goes, don't say that.
Well, so right, Paula, sweetie.
Right before she hangs up the phone, she says, all right, I am very disappointed, but I understand. And I feel like people who pull this guilt trip on you will always say they understand, but they never truly understand.
No, they don't understand.
Answer me this morning. What's the weirdest guilt trip you've gotten for saying no? 585-252-9800. The phone lines are open because after getting off the call with Paula, I'm sitting there and was actually a little blown away that she would try and guilt trip me to take a last minute flight from New York to LA to go to this funeral. I was like, you must be joking.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. Like, also, any person with a brain knows that that's not feasible.
Right. So that's why it blew me away, because I didn't think she was that type of individual. Like, she's pretty down to earth. She's a pretty sensible person. Also, not to mention, I put in dates of how much this flight would cost if I were to go, just out of curiosity. Mm-hmm. Cheapest one I can find was close to $1,000.
Oh, my God.
Round trip.
Yeah.
I'm like, I think I'm so good. Okay, but
I think I'm all set.
Rest in peace, Lucky. You were loved. Great guy.
Oh, Lucky. Sorry, Do you think he's pissed at you?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't. He wasn't that type of person.
You're like, Lucky isn't going to hold it against me.
He's not.
Not to invalidate anything here, but like, was it the last job that you had before you came back here, or was it a job that you like got when you first moved to LA?
No, I was with that company from 2014 until 2021, 2022, something like that. So it was kind of right before I left to come back here. But I was very close to everyone there, especially Lucky, because he was one of those guys that was such a pain in the ass. But he was older, and you can take him in small doses, you know what I mean? But he was kind of always breathing down your neck, but he meant well.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he was a horrible hoarder. So we would have to, you know, we'd help out on the weekend and go to his place and help him clean it up. And
plot twist, she didn't actually need you for the funeral. She just needed more hands on deck to get his house all sorted away.
It was
like, Lucky really needs you here.
It was bad. Between his car and his apartment, we would help him the best we can. And then he had a storage facility filled with stuff. And she wanted me to take a Saturday to go clean that out. I go, guys, I'm not on the clock.
That's when you know it's bad. And we talked about that yesterday for There I Said It. Someone said, if you have a storage unit, you simply have too much stuff and you need help. There I Said It.
Yeah, he was a single individual, a single guy, too. But not to crap on my boy Lucky.
God rest his soul. Rest in power.
Yeah, it's just it was one of these situations where I was like, I can't be made to feel bad to head to this funeral. Let me go to Kaylee really quick, texting in. I got guilted into helping a friend move across town on a Saturday when I had zero energy, and I said no, and she acted like I ruined her life. People really don't understand priorities. If you knew you were moving, you should probably ask people if they are free to help a week in advance, not the morning of.
I also think there are certain things and times and places, like, I never really condone lying, right? Like, that's not my MO, and I hate a liar, but there are certain situations where it's just easier to lie than it is to get guilted into it. Because, I mean, two wrongs don't make a right, of course. Obviously, you're not going to just, like, sit there and lie through your teeth. But you also shouldn't be sat there and berated by whoever it is to be like,
yeah, I know.
You have to be here. It's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm actually leaving for Italy the next day.
Yeah, I know. It's.
I would have lied.
A part of me does feel guilty, but on the other hand, I'm like a realist too. I'm like, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to put myself in a situation like that. Hey guys, Moose, I get it. My cousin tried to guilt me into flying across the country for a wedding last minute. Barely knew the couple getting married. And I said no. And my sister stopped speaking to me for almost a month.
Oh my God. That's insane.
Tom says, call or send a card. Let them know you care without making yourself fly across the country last minute. That's still a respectful thing to do. I know so many of you guys have friends who love pulling guilt trips and make every outing with them a project. And because of that, it's why so many of us have become so good with the Irish goodbye.
Yeah,
like, try leaving a party.
No choice.
Right. Try leaving a party or a night out with these people.
That's what I'm saying about the lying. It's like, you've left me no choice but to lie and be deceitful and disappear.
They will make it impossible for you to leave. No, just one more drink. Come on, one more. This is why you have to sneak out without saying goodbye to anyone. And I get it. Nobody does it better than Breezy.
No.
Nobody.
You need to learn a thing or two? Shadow me for the night.
So
we'll get you out of there unscathed. Don't you worry about it.
Yeah, I'm going to take Tom's advice, though. I'll send a card, and maybe they'll do something through Zoom. I don't know that I can be a part of, but I'm not flying across the country. I can't.
Absolutely. I don't think you should feel bad for that whatsoever. Also, think about the show. We need to do this. Think about us. it always somehow comes back to me.
Yeah, it's always going to circle back to you.
Yeah, of course.
All right, guys, if there's one thing we've learned today, sometimes pulling the Irish goodbye is the best
and
thing.
And lying through your teeth, baby.
Take PXY Mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow on the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
Now, weed has been legal here in New York for over 5 years, okay? But it's been such a slow and intricate process of how weed and marijuana products has been sold throughout not only this county, but surrounding counties as well. And we've talked about all the different rules and regulations that go in place when it comes to opening a dispensary or wanting to open a dispensary. And it all needs to be approved by the town, the village, the city. There's a lot of flaming hoops you need to jump through.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on right now in Geneseo. They're at the center of a heated debate over the fact that they don't know if they want to permit retail cannabis dispensaries within their general area. Now, they are obviously in Livingston County, and they only have one other legal dispensary that is located in Dansville. And their thought process is like, well, there's not a ton of competition. This is actually the perfect place.
It's a perfect place.
The Village Board of Trustees hosted a public hearing last night on Wednesday to gauge the community's interest in allowing recreational cannabis sales within the Geneseo area. And it was a good turnout of people that had healthy conversations of community members. And they said that their raising concern was the potential traffic increase, not even so much about, you know, people being stoned on the streets. It's like, are they going to be clogging up the roadways type of situation? But when you have a dispensary...
It's like when Willy Wonka's factory comes to town.
Right. One of the people said, when you open a dispensary, you're not having millions of people come to your dispensary a day. It's busy on opening day, and then everything's business as normal.
It's like Chick-fil-A.
Right.
Yeah, there was a huge line for the first day, and then it calms down.
Yeah. Someone said, one of the residents was skeptical about the financial benefits, noting that they would only receive about 4% of the retail cannabis tax sales. So it's not like a huge dent that's going to be put into their tax breaks. So the conversations will continue. It's crazy because, like, down in Livingston County and these smaller counties, or counties that are more far out, I should say, they don't have as much dispensary and an option as Monroe County. There's a dispensary, it seems, on every corner. They're getting shut down left and right, or opening up left and right.
You just got to keep up with the times. You know what I mean? We saw what happened to Kodak when they refused to go digital.
I met a woman over the weekend who manages a cannabis shop, and she was like, "We sell everything." And they're not allowed to call it weed. They have to call it flower.
That's what it is.
I'm like, "Welcome to the Flower City."
And you know what they say, Breezy?
Smoke it if you got it. Yeah. It's 420 somewhere, baby. Snoop Doggy Dog.
This girl has smoked once in her entire life. Huge Kush girl.
I hate smoking. I literally feel like I'm having a heart attack. I'm like, am I having a heart attack? They're like, nope, that's just the flower. That's the good stuff. I'm like, okay, I'm scared. I'm really scared.
Coming up on the show, I think everyone is going to have an opinion on this one today. Is it ever okay to give a knockoff designer gift and not tell your friend it's fake?
That's tough.
Our listener, Jenny, is asking that exact question and wants to know if she should feel guilty about it. Is it tacky or thoughtful? We'll get Jenny on the phone with us to hear her story coming up next.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. So Jenny hit us up, who's waiting on hold, with a question. And I promise you're going to have an opinion on this.
Okay.
Her best friend is obsessed with Louis Vuitton. And Jenny's thinking about giving her a fake Louis for her birthday, and she also doesn't plan on telling her that it's not real.
That's insane.
And I'm like, wow, this is very interesting. How many people have done this? How many guilty are
guilty of doing
this? Yeah, this is one of those situations where I feel like it's deceiving. 585-252-9800. Let me get her on the phone with us. Hi, good morning, Jenny.
Hi, Moose and Breezy.
Did I get all of that? Go ahead and tell us the story, and then we'll let people decide whether or not this is tacky or tasteful.
So I have this friend, and she's obsessed with Louis Vuitton, but, you know, obviously everything is super expensive. The only thing she owns is a wallet.
Yeah.
And so we were out shopping in New York, and she was eyeing this really cute Louis Vuitton card holder. Excuse my baby. He is making a lot of noise.
Oh, that's okay.
That's a baby.
I have a newborn. Anyway, so we were out shopping, and it was $250, and she couldn't justify it. I mean, obviously, neither could I.
Right.
So she passed, and I was in New York again for work.
Okay.
And I found these knockoff card holders. They look exactly the same.
Okay.
And I just grabbed one, $25.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, unless you're an expert, you would never know.
And she's definitely not.
No.
She's not an expert.
Especially if you don't own like that many pieces. You know what I mean?
Totally. Well, her birthday's coming up. And so I'm going to give it to her.
Okay.
Right.
But I don't think I'm going to tell her it's fake, because I don't think that should matter. Like, it's about the gesture, right? Like,
the
fact that I got her something thoughtful. I know she'll like it.
Jenny, yeah. She's your friend. If she were to find out, would she be upset if she found out it was fake? You know her better than we do.
Yeah.
Probably.
She would, wouldn't she? I feel like also, most women...
Also, it's kind of taking credit for a bigger gift than you actually are buying.
Oh, that's so true. Yeah,
like, you're like, I'm bawling out. It's like, it was $50, but okay.
She's gonna...
My mom told me I was trash if I give it to her.
Hilarious.
I love that that came from your mom. Wait a second.
Yeah.
Breezy's got a point. Now she's going to try to one-up you on your birthday and do even...
It's deceitful.
That's very deceitful, Jenny.
Does she normally get you something?
Yeah. Yeah. We normally exchange gifts, and like normally the gifts are in like the 25 to 35 range, and then we like go out to lunch or something. And so this was in that range. It was 25, you know.
What is it? It's like a money clip?
It's a card holder.
Okay, so if it was a real Louis, that thing would be like close to $300 probably. And you spent $25 on it.
Well, you know, when she was looking at one, it was $250.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's a thought that counts. And I feel like I'm going to be making her happy by giving it to her. And that's what matters. That's the important part. And,
I guess, but then she's going to be absolutely devastated when she finds out the whole gift was a complete lie. I mean, like, it's very dramatic to say that because it is cute. But it's also like... I mean, I know this is like an extreme level, but it's like getting someone a fake engagement ring. It's like
people do that though too.
Moissanite.
And Jenny, you better hope that she doesn't try to sell this, because then what? Did you think about that?
Oh my gosh, that would be so. Yeah, that would be bad.
Yeah. You clearly have not thought this through.
There is no shame in carrying a fake purse. Like, obviously, people do it all the time. I have a couple. It's fine.
Yeah,
it's...
but you bought it for yourself. You knew what you were getting. You buying this for somebody else and pretending it's real, that's very deceitful.
But also it's hilarious because it just goes to show how, I don't know, I think honestly, not to be this girl, but I think we could turn it into a social experiment. I love it, I love it, I love it. It's so cute. I wear it every day. I find out it's fake. It's absolute trash. I never want to wear it again. Like, come on.
All right, 585-252-9800. Guys, the phone lines are open. You can send us a text. Is this tacky or tasteful? Should Jenny... tell her that it's a fake Louis. Do you need to think about this? Do you know what you're going to do? It sounds like you're going to give it to her.
I'm going to give it to her. I just have to decide what to say. So that's what I need help with.
Here's what we do.
All right.
Just leave it on our doorstep. You don't have to say anything. I dropped off your gift. I had to run. My baby's screaming. Sorry, I love you. And then she'll probably call you and be like, is this real? And then you'll just be like, line was disconnected. I have it all planned out.
You're
all good.
One deceitful individual talking to another deceitful individual. All right, Jenny, we're going to let you go. We're going to get to some texts coming in right now, okay? But let us know what happens, will you?
Thank you. I will.
All right. Thanks for calling up, being a part of the show.
Thank you.
What's your baby's name?
His name is Brad.
Brad. Brad?
Does Brad have a trust fund?
Brad.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Have the best day and congrats on your new baby.
Thank you.
All right, Jenny. Bye. Let's go over to Jeff. If you can't afford it, then you can't afford it.
And that's on period.
Yeah. Let us know if you guys think this is tacky or tasteful, because I know a majority of people have an opinion on this. Megan is weighing in and says, in all caps, absolutely not. You're better off spending $25 on something unique she'll love and clearly not a fake. The moment she finds out, she will feel deceived. And even if she's not materialistic, she's probably going to get upset.
This person says she'll find out and be totally embarrassed when she claims it's real to someone. So don't do it.
Oh.
Also, Louis items come specially wrapped, and it won't be. We know this. This person says, no offense to you, ma'am, but she'll know it's fake. She's got to know you're not going to be spending $250 on your friend's birthday. This person said, give it to her, and I would do the same thing. You absolutely rock. And then this person says, just give it to her and tell her that you got a deal. And if she finds out, play it off like you didn't know either.
Right. What kind of a deal? Oh, they gave me like $250 off.
So you got it for free? Yeah, essentially.
M says, I've done this before with a friend. I gave a fake designer scarf. Didn't say a word. She loved it. Totally depends on your friend.
Loved it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, good luck, Jenny.
98 PXY.